Infused knowledge. Infused knowledge is a fascinating phenomenon in which information is directly transferred from one mind to another with no involvement at all from the five physical senses. But unlike other mind-to-mind communication, like telepathy, for example, the receiver is given information he had no knowledge of before, without having any conscious awareness of where it came from. For example, you go to sleep one night with a problem weighing on your mind, and you wake up the next morning knowing the solution lies in a book you've never heard of called How to Solve Your Problem. We've all had problems solved while we slept, and the vast majority of the time it's just a matter of your mind finally being relaxed enough to think clearly. What sets the above example apart as infused knowledge is the subconscious suggestion of a book whose existence is complete news to you, that you've been made aware of by a source you couldn't name or even guess at if your life depended on it. Infused knowledge is one of the most common ways that the spirit world on the other side communicates with our spirit minds here on Earth, which are always wide awake and available in our subconscious minds. Our subconscious minds are obviously most accessible when our cluttered conscious minds are as far out of the way as possible while we sleep, under hypnosis, during meditation, or sometimes when we're simply very tired. And there are those whose subconscious minds are just naturally more readily available to infused knowledge from the other side, awake or asleep, an innate gift they possess whether they're aware of it or not. It's particularly through those gifted minds that researchers, scientists, and inventors on the other side share the results of their work, resulting in some of the Earth's greatest medical breakthroughs, inventions, and other contributions to humankind. I'm sure you've noticed how often brilliant minds on opposite sides of the globe seem to arrive at virtually identical important discoveries almost simultaneously. It's not a coincidence. It's simply because spirits on the other side, through infused knowledge, have successfully delivered information to the minds in this world who have the wisdom, dedication, expertise, and talent to act on that information and make it a reality. This collaboration between Earth and home is a completely interdependent partnership with equal credit belonging to both teams. Researchers on the other side need their colleagues here to put practical form and function to the results of their research. And those colleagues need some divine inspiration from the other side to help overcome Earth's increasingly enormous obstacles. Without the silent miracle of infused knowledge, that God-made collaboration could never take place. When I make predictions, as I routinely do on television and as I did in my book Prophecy, I can't even calculate how much of that prophetic information comes to me through infused knowledge from the other side, particularly in the areas of medicine and technology. It's an understatement to say that I don't have a college degree in either of those subjects, and it's not unusual for me to have to race to a dictionary after I'm given news about the future of medicine and technology because I've heard words I can't begin to spell, let alone define. Based on my own experience and decades of research on the subject of infused knowledge, I've come to two conclusions about it. Its source is invariably God-centered, coming from home as it does, and therefore worth your most rapt attention. And on those occasions when you're blessed with receiving it, you owe it to its source to remember and/or pass it along with the most impeccable accuracy you can offer. Performing your own editorial work on infused knowledge really does give new meaning to the question, who do you think you are?